Welcome to That's History, our regular segment where we look at lessons, echoes, and parallels from past events and tie them into current events. Joining me as always is Jonathan Zimmerman, professor from New York University. Welcome, Jonathan.
Good to be here as always.
So I understand we had a pageant recently in Atlantic City.
Yes, we did, and it was back in Atlantic City because historically it's been there, but for 8 years it went to this other pleasure center called Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. But the town fathers of Atlantic City brought it back this year.
So one thing that you've mentioned in your piece about this that's on newsworks.org is that there was a moment after the pageant was first founded that it was temporarily suspended. What was that about?
Indeed, the pageant was founded in 1921 by hoteliers in Atlantic City who were trying to extend the summer season beyond Labor Day. Labor Day traditionally was the end of summer when everyone went home. So the idea was to have what they called a bathing beauty contest, say 2 weeks after Labor Day, which is roughly the time it's remained, to get people to stay a little longer. And it became a hit immediately. There were only eight contestants in 1921, and there were over 50 in 1922. And it was a huge boon for the whole area, including all the transportation companies. The Pennsylvania Railroad was a great fan and benefactor of the Miss America competition because so many people rode the rails to get there.
Mm-hmm. And then what was the cause for the hiatus?
Well, the hiatus happened because not everybody liked the Miss America pageant, and church groups especially during the 20s started to complain that, it was immoral. It showed women in very skimpy outfits, single women, and men were leering at them. We think of the 20s as a time of kind of, you know, booze and flappers and a kind of liberal morality, but we forget that it was also the time of the Scopes trial of anti-evolutionism.
And prohibition.
And prohibition itself,
which
right?
was the proximate cause of all that bathtub
gin. Indeed. And the conservatives at the time were quite outraged by Miss America, and they actually persuaded Atlantic City to suspend it.
Briefly, and then it's back.
Yes, it came back during the Great Depression, not surprisingly, because, well, people wanted the trade. They wanted the business.
And I was shocked to learn that originally it really was just about the bathing suit competition, then other elements were layered on over time.
Indeed. I mean, when they brought it back in the 30s, first of all, they had new rules about what the women could and couldn't do. And one of the things they couldn't do was be seen in any place that served liquor or be seen alone with a man, including their own father. It was also in the 30s that they introduced the talent competition. And then after the Second World War in 1945, they made it into a scholarship program. And these were all ways to try to move beyond, if you will, the bathing beauty history to give it more legitimacy.
And then eventually we get the questions about what will you do for world peace? And it looked like you were a close observer of the questioning this time, and a few ironies struck you.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are a million ironies about Miss America, but my favorite one is that they spend, say, 2 hours parading around in bikinis and also in evening wear and all of that. And then when you get to the round of five and you have these questions, they have 30 seconds to answer them. The winner, Nina Davalori, she had a question about plastic surgery, but the runner-up, Miss California, she had a question about what to do about Syria, which is a subject that I've written about and thought about at length, and if I had 30 seconds to answer it, I would have nothing to say.
Well, if memory serves, the President of the United States took about 30 minutes to talk about Syria and really didn't clear things up either. So,
yeah, maybe more isn't better, but 30 seconds is probably too little.
And as you mentioned, the winner was Miss New York, Nina Davalori, and that also, that moment of having an American of Indian extraction win the title provided a little bit of window into where we are at this moment.
It absolutely did. First of all, not the first Asian American. There was a Miss Hawaii who was of Filipino descent who was the first Asian. We should also note that there have been eight African American Miss Americas, but this was the first woman of Indian descent. And the internet, well, it's a small d democratic place insofar as anybody can have their say. And we're a nation of some 300 millions and some members of that nation don't like the idea of an Indian American Miss America, and they made their sentiments known in a very nasty way. But I would argue that when people look back at this moment 100 years from now, which is something historians do a lot, imagine how our story is going to be told, that this will be a remarkable moment of tolerance rather than intolerance. I mean, this woman, Nina Davalori, her talent was a Bollywood dance. And I think more to the point, after these internet remarks, some of them quite hateful, the amount of reaction and distaste and disapprobation for those remarks was so huge and of such greater volume than the remarks themselves. We have an enormous consensus in this country about certain principles of equal rights across color that are so new that I think sometimes we forget how new they are. They're imperfectly realized, but the consensus was strong.
The Miss America pageant has always been a kind of cameo that we can look at to sort of see where we are about, in our attitudes about a lot of things, about race, about gender. And then people routinely declare it obsolete, you know, anachronistic, dead. But now it's back in Atlantic City, and it once again has caused some controversy. What do you see as the future? Does it have a future? Is it going to stick around?
Well, I think it does have a future because we're so ambivalent about the role of women in this country. I mean, let's also remember that, you know, after the great conservative attacks on Miss America in the 20s, there were attacks from the feminist side in the 1960s that were quite vociferous. Protesters burning bras and girdles and pornographic magazines, protesters anointing a sheep, Miss America. Mm-hmm. And in response to those protests, Miss America changed yet again insofar as they asked all the contestants to have an issue, you know, that they promote throughout the year. And so we want women to be beautiful. We want them to appeal to our visual senses. But we also want them to be citizens. We want them to be intellects. We want them to be leaders and participants in our civic life. And Miss America is trying to meld all those things together, and it can be very awkward.
We're talking with our very own Mr. History, John Zimmerman, from New York University, about the Miss America pageant. And one final irony you've noted in your essay, John, is that frequently when political journalists want to dismiss some sort of political contest or some sort of political event, they go, oh, it's just a beauty pageant. But it turns out that apparently we take beauty pageants seriously enough to launch the occasional political career.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the 8 African-American women that was Miss America is now running for Congress in Illinois. There have been other political candidates for Miss America. And let's also remember the runner-up, the Miss America runner-up in Alaska of about 20 years ago, later appeared on the national ticket of the Republican Party as Sarah Palin. Herself a beauty pageant veteran. And look, there are a bunch of ways to look at this. You know, the pageant's defenders say, well, look, this just shows you what a great launching pad this is for professional careers and how Miss America is all about developing women, including, you know, women's political lives and characters. The other way of looking at it would be, of course, that, as you said, our political campaigns have themselves become essentially beauty pageants full of, you know, good hair and makeup, and that one of the reasons that the Miss America veterans have succeeded in the political realm is there are a lot of parallels between that realm and a beauty pageant.
That's Jonathan Zimmerman talking about the Miss America pageant on this episode of That's History. It's been a pleasure as always, John. Thank you.
Thank you. It was fun.